Hi, and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast designed to bring you information to hopefully give you a better life, give you optimal health and wellness. Today's topic is going to be eyes. A big problem as people get older. It seems part of the normal aging process, though I don't believe it's part of normal aging process. It's an abnormal aging process. Two eye conditions. One, cataract. And the second one is macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness right now in seniors, with no effective treatment. And yet the alternative field does offer some very, very good options. I mean, there have been some really good studies. In fact, one of the contact lens company has their own supplement with these ingredients. They're called flavonoids. They come from food. One of them is called lutein. Another one is called zeaxanthin. And these have been shown to offer some eye protection. Now, it's interesting, in these podcasts, I talk a lot about oxidative stress. You know, the browning of the apple, where your antioxidant system is not protecting you. Your, what we call your endogenous antioxidant system, which is mostly gene controlled. And certainly as people get older, often certain beneficial genes turn off and we want to turn them on. So oxidative stress can absolutely affect your eyes. UV damage, and so I tell people wear sunglasses to protect their eyes. But it's not enough. It's like when I talked about sulforaphane and sun protection, you want the protection from the inside. You want to turn on these protective antioxidant systems. And like I said, lutein, zeaxanthin can be very, very helpful. Flavonoids from bilberry or blueberry, lots and lots of blueberries can also be helpful. And one of the symptoms of cataract, and it's, like I said, it's an industry, the cataract industry. Everybody's going to go through this. No. In fact, personally, my eyes have gotten absolutely much, much better than they've ever been. In fact, I've had to change my glasses. I don't need reading glasses, and my distant lens, you know, vision has absolutely improved. So, a symptom of cataract is you need more light to see, right? You can't see that well under normal lighting. And the clouding of the lens is absolutely an oxidative stress condition. There's a process called advanced glycation, which is a cross-linking of a sugar molecule with a protein that's damaging, which can happen when you take high-temperature cooked foods. So I tell people, you know, boil, steam, don't dry cook your meats. That's certainly a problem. And of course, sugar control is really important for the eyes and making sure you're working on that area of normalizing your insulin functioning. There have been some studies on vitamin C. Okay. Now, the problem is you can only absorb 1,000 milligrams of C at a time. So it's really kind of useless to take more than 1,000 milligrams because you can't get tissue saturation. So again, it's turning on that antioxidant system in the body. And that's really where I want to go with this, because it's fascinating. You know, in searching the web, there's so much studies, so many studies that are out there, that it's, a lot of them get lost. especially before the internet. And so they don't really come up right away unless you really cross-reference these. And a cross-reference of my favorites, sulforaphane and eyes, will turn up some wonderful research. Again, research that was done at Johns Hopkins. And the conclusion of these clinical studies, lab studies, was that by turning on your antioxidant system, you might be able to prevent blindness from macular degeneration and stabilize or possibly even reverse cataract. How exciting that a simple green food. It's not that simple because, again, you'd have to eat 10 pounds of broccoli. That's not going to happen. Or 4 or 5 boxes of the right sprouts, broccoli sprouts. So that's not going to happen. But you can get powerful amounts of sulforaphane. Again, I've talked numerous times in my podcast about the broccoli seed and the sulforaphane. And what a wonderful addition to eye protection, eye insurance. So yes, wear sunglasses, of course. But that's not necessarily going to do the whole job. Also, blue light can affect your eyes. We have too much blue light. So many computers and many phones now have blue light filters, which can help protect against eye strain and some of the negative effects of that can happen, even fatigue, eye fatigue. So some additions to the sulforaphane, which will make this work even better, are lots of blueberries, green tea. Get a good green tea. You can get green tea capsules if you'd like. Be careful where you get them because many, green tea products have high amounts of fluoride that you don't want because the fluoride is absorbed through the plant. I like Life Extension caffeinated green tea. You can get that at Talking Herbals. And there's another product called Macular at Life Extension. Also Talking Herbals that has the lutein, the zeaxanthin, the marigold to help protect the eyes. Another really interesting eye protection nutrient is carnosine. Carnosine has actually been experimented in Russia as an eye drop. And they sell it here also called Bright Eyes. Life Extension has the drops to protect the eyes. That's another addition to taking your Vitalica to get that strong amounts of sulforaphane. That's what you want. You want strong amounts of sulforaphane. So getting again into foods, a variety of fruits would be a great idea. Yeah, many fruits contain a very wonderful compound called quercetin. Quercetin is a very interesting flavonoid that has antioxidant potential and might also be very good for the eyes and enhance the sulforaphane. So you might add that. Ginger. Now, why would ginger tie into this? Well, interesting enough, ginger is not just an anti-inflammatory. And it works great for pain. I mean, again, it's been tested against Advil and ibuprofen without the negative side effects. So using ginger in your food or taking a good ginger capsule. Now, the other breakthrough, which is so interesting, is that ginger is also a powerful antioxidant. And it seems to upregulate the same pathways as a sulforaphane. The same thing with the green tea. So you get an enhancement of the action of the sulforaphane which is connected to eye health and upregulating, scientific term, NRF2 KEAP1 pathway. This is your endogenous antioxidant system. So for wonderful, healthy eyes, lots of Vitalica Physician, which you can get at Talking Herbals, Macular, for the lutein, zeaxanthin, take some ginger, a lot of blueberries, green tea. That's my eye health recommendation. Now, the other medical area, which is kind of interesting, is we often see eye changes postmenopausally in women with the drop in estrogen. And since your vision, your eye health is your eyes, but it's also your brain. And estrogen is an antioxidant, so you might talk to your practitioner about making sure you're optimizing your estrogen levels, either nutritionally. Sometimes it works great with different nutrition compounds or DHEA. And sometimes you might need some topical estrogen. So that's another really, really important area to consider when you're considering eye health. So this is a little shorter podcast than I normally do, but I really want to get this eye information out there, because the sooner you stop the process, the better it's going to be. Please share these podcasts. I love doing these podcasts to an educated and interested audience. Subscribe so I get an idea of how many people are actually listening, and that I can, you'll get a notice of new podcasts. You can change your health. You can change your genes. That's the message of these podcasts. You're not stuck with necessarily what you have. And that's so, so, so exciting. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.